Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for business women who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word in the Lord and encourage each other in prayer. You know, it looks out my window like spring is finally here to stay. How about in your area? Are you seeing that too? Well, I don't know about you, but that makes me happy. And what else makes me happy is I'm getting a shipment of flowers due to arrive today to plant in my flower beds. Now, that makes me really happy. I love pretty flowers brightening up our home. It just makes me smile. Now, if, for some reason, my shipment of flowers does not arrive today, that will be a bit disappointing. My happiness factor may be temporarily affected, but it certainly won't be the end of the world. It's not that I'll stop caring about getting my flowers in. It's just that thankfully I'm not depending on flowers to bring me joy. Thankfully I can keep happiness and joy in perspective. But I'm not sure I could always say that in the past. Too often I thought that happiness and joy were the same. How about you? Have you ever gotten happiness and joy confused? Well, it's been said that joy is gladness not based on circumstances, whereas happiness is an emotion controlled by circumstances. In our continuing study of 9 decisions for a life beyond amazing, the decision of choosing joy is decision number 2 in our study. You know, if we are going to live a life beyond amazing, we must make the decision daily to choose to be joyful. The author of A Life Beyond Amazing, Dr. David Jeremiah, writes this about joy. He writes, "The good news is the joy of a life beyond amazing isn't the same thing as the general happiness that eludes you. Happiness is about what happens to you, and to an extent, it's dependent on your circumstances, your behaviors, your attitudes. But the joy of Christ is much, much bigger. The joy of Christ is about a relationship with a person. It's something you have access to, but it's also something you must choose." Well, joy isn't about circumstances. It is about a relationship with Jesus Christ. Joy is what allowed Paul and Silas to sing while they were in prison. Really, honestly. We read it in Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. Yeah, these two great apostles were imprisoned, and yet they could sing. Acts chapter 16 tells how they got in prison, and then, yeah, they actually could sing about it. Acts chapter 16, starting in verse 16. Luke is writing, because he's traveling with Paul and Silas and the others, and he says, "Once, when we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who had a spirit by which she predicted the future. She earned a great deal of money for her owners by fortune-telling. This girl followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, 'These men are servants of the Most High God who are telling the way to be saved.' She kept this up for many days. Finally, Paul became so troubled that he turned around and said to the spirit, 'In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her.' At that moment, the spirit left her." Well, when the owners of the slave girl realized that their hope for making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to face the authorities. They brought them before the magistrates and said, "These men are Jews, and they are throwing our city into an uproar by advocating customs that are unlawful for us Romans to accept or practice." Well, the crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrates ordered them to be stripped and beaten. After they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. Upon receiving such orders, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. But about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them." They were singing. Oh, you've got to read the rest of that passage to find out the rest. That's a cliffhanger. But they were singing. Well, were they happy to have been beaten, to within an inch of their lives and thrown into a dark and awful cell with their feet bound and shackled by chains? Well, no, of course not. But how then could they sing? Well, because the joy of the Lord was their strength. The joy of the Lord was their strength because of their relationship with Jesus. They had joy that allowed them to see beyond their painful, terrifying circumstances. They chose to sing and to praise Jesus regardless of their circumstances. You know, let's admit it, that is not easy to do, to choose joy in the midst of trials when things are not going well at all. But through the power of the Holy Spirit, we each can choose joy despite our circumstances. And when we do, the shackles fall off of our lives, just like they fell off Paul and Silas's feet. Trials that we face, like cancer, lost job, wayward child, health issues, uncertain future, family issues, financial struggles, work challenges, you name it, all the trials that shackle us are opportunities for us to choose joy in Jesus and allow Him to unshackle us from fear, discouragement, depression. You know, the trials may still be there, but our minds, our hearts, our attitudes are fixed on Jesus, and the joy of the Lord is our strength in the midst of those trials. You know, how helpful it is to remember a story that our author relates at the end of this chapter on joy. He relates how a student remembers the headmaster of his school, the headmaster being the principal, but in London they call them the headmaster, so this student in a school in London remembered his headmaster and remembered that every single morning this principal, this headmaster, would come into school with a smile on his face. He smiled and he was just so joyful. Every day, think about it, it's tough being a principal of a school. And yet this principal had a smile on his face constantly, every day. Well, that student figured out that, you know, he thought, you know, the only place you can keep that kind of joy on your face must be heaven. So he figured out the principal must have gone to heaven every day after school. He couldn't figure out how else the principal could be so joy-filled. So they asked him, you know, what was it that made him so joy-filled? And the headmaster said this, quote, "Joy is the flag that is flown from the castle of your heart when the king, capital K, is in residence." King with a capital K. Joy is the flag that is flown from the castle of your heart when the king is in residence. That is truth. Yes. Choose joy today. Choose to let joy be the flag that is flown from your heart because the King Jesus is in residence. Let's make that our wisest decision today, to choose joy no matter the circumstances, no matter the trials, because we choose Jesus. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a message from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.